The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, this is Jim.
And this is Max.
Check out our podcast, The Step Over, the Liberty Ballers Podcast Network, for all of your Sixers needs.
Player analysis, game breakdowns, who would look coolest in a headband, and more.
Subscribe to Liberty Ballers Podcast feed on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, and check out The Step Over, a podcast about Sixers basketball.
Mostly.
Welcome into At the Podium. This is episode 19, brought to you by the fine folks at SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist. Follow me on Twitter at MichaelKistNFL. Today, we got a double-decker of press conferences. Doug Peterson after the game, and then also Nick Foles after the game as well. Doug spoke about some of the thought process and decision-making going into the play that ended up as an interception, effectively ending the Eagles' 2018 season, along with some other topics. And Nick Foles, of course, talks about what this game meant to him, what this season meant to him, the team, and the love of the city, all of that stuff. You know Nick Foles. He's always going to say something inspiring, even in light of what happened, what went down with the Eagles losing in the divisional round. So we're going to kick it to those press conferences in a second. I'll let you know that Bleeding Green Nation will be covering the offseason here on this podcast feed throughout the entire offseason, every step of the way, free agency, the draft, everything, training camp, everything leading up to the 2019 NFL regular season. Myself, I'll be at the East-West Shrine Game practices this week. Me and Benjamin Solak will be in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl, so we have tons of content coming your way, some special guests as we work through these NFL playoffs and forward. So keep it here on the Bleeding Green Nation Podcast Network, and let's go to the podium right now.
Just the ebb and flow of a game. they got some breaks in there. You know, we were moving the ball again. I mean, I think, you know, we had the turnover, that throw to Zach Ertz up the sideline there. They got intercepted, and just kind of momentum changed and went down and scored on that. And so nothing that they did, obviously. We just didn't make enough plays to either stay on the field or, you know, continue drives, execute, and score.
So we watched you as your players came on the field, greet each one of them.
And
it seemed like some were holding back tears.
It
seemed like you were holding back tears. Can you describe how difficult that was for you?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough because it's so final. You know, you're here at the end of the season. There's no more football. You know, for 2018, and just told the guys, you know, just keep their heads up. And we set out on a journey way back in OTAs, and we keep talking about having no regrets. You know, leave everything out on the field, and they did that tonight. You know, they did that this afternoon, and they battled right to the end. We had opportunities. So proud of them, proud of the season, proud of the adversity that we faced all season long, and you know, found our way to get into the postseason. And you know, just wish the Saints you know, good luck going forward.
As a follow to that, what's the message for
Alshon specifically? It's hard. I mean, it's really hard because he's so down, but. You know, for me, it's about staying positive. And listen, he's made many, many big catches for us this season, and he will continue to do that. And I just told him he's got to keep his head up and don't let one play define you. You know, it's not who he is. He's too good of a player, and he'll embrace it. You know, obviously, but you know, and he'll be better for it. But I told him just to keep his head up and keep playing.
On that play. The pocket running down, the two-minute warning, but you ran the play before, the two-minute warning, the look was there, it was over.
Yeah.
But is that why you ran the play at that point, or was there
had plenty of time to get to the line of scrimmage and get the playoff. Wanted to stay aggressive. Just ran the play like two plays before when we tried to stick it there in Ertz, and we got the rough and the passer play, so it was a simple play. Got lined up and had plenty of time.
What did you think about how Nick played? Obviously, after the good start,
after
the interception, a couple of
misthrows. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll look at the tape and evaluate that, but there's always throws you'd like to have back in every game, but I thought the way he hung in there and battled and gave our offense a chance to go down and, possibly win this football game. So I thought overall he played pretty well.
Doug, how much did the momentum change by that first interception?
Yeah, you felt it a little bit, but we had a lot of confidence. Even at that point, we felt like we were moving the ball. We stayed in rhythm. And
you never scored again.
No, I know, but we felt even on that drive, we felt like we could have scored had we hit that play. But kind of changed after that point. And, again, credit the Saints for executing.
What was the effect of losing Brandon and Fletcher for long stretches and Russell for long stretches?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's tough. those guys are solid players or starters, and it's unfortunate we lose those guys for, Brandon for the rest of the game, but those guys for periods of time, it's disruptive a little bit, but, it's kind of been our season a little bit, fighting through that adversity, and, we did get them back, but credit them, too, for playing through a little injury.
The fake punt they ran after the game, 14-0, they'd run that play before, obviously there wasn't a cold air or anything, but how crucial was that?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of expect it in that situation. It's 4th-and-1. You just got to be prepared for that, and again, just a great play by them.
On that play, Fletch was in the game, which would indicate to me maybe that you were ready for the fake punt, or if you would have been in there. Did you have
We've had our defense stay call, so our defense was on the field.
What happened on third and 16 to get converted for the half? Third and 16, I mean, that was obviously a question for Jim, but
that was the one over the middle.
Yeah,
yeah. We were dropping in the zone, and just Drew did a good job just hanging on the football and letting his guys get down the field. I mean, it was just a window right there, in the middle of the field, and got it and got the first down.
So there were two points this season where it just seemed like it was over here, and then a few weeks later in Dallas. What brought you back to the point where you were relevant?
The guys in that locker room, I got a lot of trust, a lot of faith in those guys. My coaches just believing that we could get ourselves in this position, and be in the postseason, it is one of our goals, obviously, is to be playing in January. And, I've said all season, a resilient group that, doesn't, waver a whole lot, through adversity, makes you tougher, makes you, battle that much harder. So, those guys in the locker room really, fought through that and gave us the opportunity to be in this position.
Doug, at the end of
going into that last drive, I mean, we've seen it so many times from the team, especially from that quarterback. When you have, especially after the rough and the passer call, at that point, did you think, here we go?
I mean, I thought that we were on our way. We got that. We got the, it just felt like the momentum at that point. I mean, it was in our favor, kind of in our hands, and it's been that way all season, and felt like that sort of that magic was going to continue.
So, did you have any special message for Nick after the game, being that this may possibly
come to? I just told him I appreciate everything he's done, and everything that he's done this season, and for him to come in and step in the way he has. I mean, just told him I loved him, and we'll probably visit the next couple of days.
And then JP, sort of a similar question. You can finish the game, obviously, but see a guy that you'd like to have back.
Well, I'm gonna, I'm gonna punt that question and talk about that later.
A couple more plays for you, Doug. Knowing that some of these guys, like Nick, like Brandon Graham, like Jason Peters, you have to make
has to be in the back of your mind, the decisions you have to be made about these guys?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, it's tough because these guys, you know, you build a relationship with these guys. You spend so much time together. And you know, your roster, every year your roster is going to change. I mean, that's just the way it is. There's people are going to come, people are going to go. And, you know, obviously we'll talk more about it, you know, in the next few days. But when you build a relationship like that and you know these guys personally, makes it that much harder.
You made big history with them too.
Well, and that's the thing is, you know, we've won a Super Bowl with these guys and we'll see where we go at the end.
How did your defense contain this, you know, explosive offense at home on a week of rest? I mean, the over 53, it didn't come close.
I tell you, I credit the defense. I mean, they got after Drew, which we had to do. You know, I think the one statistical thing I think was the third down. I think they were 8 of 15 on third down. That was kind of the big glaring statistic that kind of stood out, you know. And then conversely, I think we were 2 of 7. So that to me kind of is the telltale right there. We just couldn't get off the field enough defensively with 15 third downs. I mean, it's a credit to get to 15, but then we got to get off the field. Conversely, 7 for third downs is great, but you should at least convert 4 or 5 of those.
Yeah, a ton of injuries all season long, obviously, and then this game was sort of like tough on that, and then, you know, a lot of guys go down in the game. What does that kind of say about – you made your divisional round, but obviously despite that. So what does that kind of say about the team going forward in terms of what they can be?
Well, and I tell you, you got to have a lot of confidence in the guys and the coaches. I mean, to get to this position, to be in the divisional round, 2 games away from the Super Bowl again, I mean, it's tough in this league. It's tough to win games. And even back when a lot of people were, you know, counting us out, you know, in midseason and after the Dallas game, things like that, it's why you play 16 games, you know, give yourself a position, you know, shot to be in this position. And, you know, it's a credit, you know, looking forward, you know, it's a good football team. And, you know, we're going to learn from this. We'll be better for it. No, I just think they just played a little bit better. They controlled the line of scrimmage a little better. You know, our run game just kind of, I don't want to say disappeared, but it wasn't very good, you know, there and tried to continue to run it. It just felt like that, you know, we had some formation issues and some things like that that kind of had to burn a couple timeouts there. But other than that, I think just, you know, credit them for their effort and making the plays. Thank you.
And execute. You know, we got to be able to. First 2 drives were great, but after that, we have to keep it going. But I mean, they're a tremendous team. Hats off to them. You know, unfortunately, you know, we had an opportunity at the end, and you know, it's tough. I mean, it's tough. You know, you love playing this game with, you know, your teammates, and that's the toughest part about it. Is it just stops, and you know, 31 teams feel this at the end of the season, and. You know, I'd say the hardest part is you develop I talk about relationships. You develop relationships with your teammates, and you know, for it to end is tough. Just being with these guys, but you know, we're able to spend time in the locker room after, and that's what this game's about, is those relationships.
You talked a lot during the playoffs about being happy that you got to this point because you got to wear the uniform 1 last time. When you walked off this field, did it feel like the last time you wore this uniform?
You know, I'm not really going to worry about it right now. I think, you know, I'm just going to do what I can to enjoy this fight back with my teammates, and we'll see what happens. I do know that, you know, we went out there and gave it everything we had tonight, and that's where, you know, everyone's got to keep their heads held high, because that's what it's about. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but ultimately if you give it everything you have, you know, that's what it's about.
They saw you and other teammates pick up Alshon right after that last play. What do you say to them?
Oh, dude, you just tell them you love them. That's what it's about. I mean, this game, it's tough. Not everyone can do it in those moments. You know, just tell them, I love you. Let's keep going. You know, amongst other things that I'll keep to myself. But, you know, that's the general message. And that's what this team's about. That's what, you know, playing this game's about, is, you know, developing those relationships to, you know, the tough part about it, like I said, is, you know, when it's over, it's over. But I don't regret anything. You know, I always play this game to develop relationships, because, you know, that's what makes it a strong team.
What was the confidence level on that last drive? And I mean, Alshon's been so money on those catches. How surprising was it that he didn't get that
No, I mean, you know, that's part of the game. You know, can't look back and, you know, say what if or what, the, you know, the confidence level in the huddle was extremely confident, like always. You know, we go in there, we get in the huddle every time and expect to march right down the field. You know, we were moving the ball, and unfortunately it didn't go our way. But that's the tough part about this game. You know, you win through losses, you win through wins. You know, this is something that, you know, all of us are going to learn from and we'll be better for. I've talked a lot about, you know, my career in the NFL and the ups and downs. You're always learning. And, you know, we learned a lot tonight. And it's tough, but we'll keep moving on. First one, he made a good play, was trying to take a shot downfield, need to get the ball up probably another foot or so, but, you know, I believe it was Lattimore made a good play.
Nick, I'm sure, whether this is your final game or not, I'm sure you're aware of how much the fans in Philadelphia just adore you, and nobody wants to see you go. How does that make you feel?
I think the big thing is, you know, what the city means to me. You know, it's always welcome me and my family. It's really been a joy to live there and be a part of everything and, you know, wear the green and wear the jersey. So no matter what, you can't ever take that away. We were able to do some really special things. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But I'll tell you this, I've enjoyed every single moment. And it'll always have a special place in my heart. The city, the fans, the people, everything about it. There's nothing like playing in the Link in front of the crowd. It's some of my favorite moments. My family's got to experience them. My daughter's got to experience them. So we'll see what happens, but I've enjoyed everything.
And so you said there's confidence in the huddle there. After the missed field goal, were you thinking about last week, what goes through your mind?
Just what's the play? What's the next play? You know, that's all that matters. I talk about staying in the moment in the, you know, playing in the Superdome. We have an opportunity to go down and score at the end. The only thing I'm worried about is the play and then recognizing what the defense is doing and then ultimately executing the play. So just simplifying things in my head in those moments so I can go out there and, you know, march down the field.
What happened on the, you had a throw to Nelson,
what was there? You know, it's just a miss. You know, different covers, different things. Part of this game, you take shots, and, you know, I think, you know, ultimately, you know, I wish I would have put a little more air on it. That's the tough part about the game is, you know, we didn't execute in that. I got to throw a better ball.
Was that a route that was he had two options based upon the coverage, or was that just a straight?
He has a couple options.
You were thinking of a certain thing.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, we didn't execute.
Did you overall just not feel as sharp as you have the last stretch?
No, I mean, you know, football is a funny sport. I mean, it's, you know, especially playoff football. It's tough. You know, I felt like we started the game off hot and we were battling the rest of the game. And, you know, we gave ourselves the opportunity to, you know, win the game at the end based on how our team was playing. You wish you could get it done. But at the end of the day, you know, New Orleans did a great job of, you know, fighting themselves and, you know, giving themselves a win. And ultimately they won. So, you know, I feel good about, you know, everyone's effort. I know everyone gave everything. This is tough just because, you know, this is the last time this team will be together, and that's the toughest part about this.
You said that 31 other teams have this feeling. Does it feel differently this year because of the way that team kind of had the momentum going
into
this game?
No, it's always difficult. You know, fortunately, we were able to be the, you know, one team that finished on top, and that's just an electrifying feeling. It doesn't really matter. If you're not that one team, it's tough. Like I said, because the locker room changes and that's it. But I know, like, you know, we fought our way all season. The guys are resilient. Our coaches are resilient. Everyone at the facility is resilient. And they showed that. So everyone should be very proud of what they were able to accomplish. Ultimately, it wasn't our end goal. But it's like I said, everyone should keep their heads held high because, you know, we were able to, you know, really pick it up the last 4 weeks or so. And, you know, we were so close all throughout the year. And that's a testament to the people that, you know, are in the facility, the guys in the locker room, because most teams aren't able to do that and fight like this team has.
And Nick, I'm sure there's a swirl of emotions in a moment like this. Can you just help kind of describe what they are?
I think the thing right now is just – your emotions are trying to figure them out right now. There's a lot going on. You know, ultimately all I can really think about is just, you know, enjoying this flight with my teammates. I know we wish we were continuing on, but, you know, that's part of this game. You know, just enjoying that, seeing them tomorrow, that's really all I'm thinking about.
Nick, your objective is still to be a starter in this league, correct?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think I've – you know, we'll see what happens in the future. Once again, I'm not going to speculate on that. But, yeah, I love leading a team. I love, you know, being in the huddle, being a part of a locker room, doing that. That's, you know, why I play the game.
Does it seem like, Nick, that injuries are kind of the story of the season? At the end of the day, they were a big part of the narrative?
You know, that's football, though. Injuries happen. We showed that last year. We had a lot of injuries, and we were able to overcome them. And, you know, ultimately, I know tonight a couple guys got banged up, but that's part of the game. Next guy up, and, you know, I've always said the guys who are injured are still there supporting our team, and that's something that's really special. But, you know, that's just part of football.
Take a couple more questions.
How much do you want to stay in Philadelphia?
You know, that's a tough question. You know, it's a really unique situation. Something that, honestly, I need time to just step back. I love the city. I love playing there. You know, we have three guys in that quarterback room that can play in this league, and that's the part about it. But I'll tell you this, no matter what happens, it's been a joy. Playing in the city, being in that quarterback room with Carson and Nate, going to work every day. And I know we talked about it earlier, but the city means so much to me and my family. You know, and it always will.
You said you spoke how Carson was by your side throughout the run to the Super Bowl championship. You spoke about it again this time. What was his message to you after this being a loss?
Yeah, I think, you know, Carson and Nate, we're all together. I think the big thing is just, you know, love and support for one another in that quarterback room. You know, it's tough, too, when the season comes to an end because we do so much together with film study. We're supporting each other on the sidelines and practice. So for it to come to an end is tough, but like I said, you always cherish those relationships you develop, going to work every day. So just having Carson and Nate be supportive of me this last stretch. And when Carson was playing or if Nate's playing, like it's a special quarterback room because of the support system and, you know, something that, you know, we don't take for granted.
What would be your message to the fans who I'm sure as heartbroken
as you are right now? I'd say the big thing is, you know, I would like to thank them. Thank them for their support. You know, it's not ultimately, you know, how we wanted to end the season, but I think, you know, this team represents what Philly's about. You know, people counted us out, and we were able to continue to fight and give us an opportunity to enter the playoffs and then win the first round. And, you know, we had an opportunity to win this game, and this team never stopped fighting, much like the city of Philadelphia. That's just sort of, you know, living in the city, that's just who the people are. But ultimately, I just want to say how grateful I am for everything they've done, every moment in the link, and, you know, just continue to support the Eagles. And there's a bright future here with this team and everyone there. Thank y'all.
Hey, everybody, how you doing? Well, that's good. My name is Bill Matz. I am the director of Fun and Games for Broad Street Hockey Radio Podcasts.
And I am Kelly, the deputy managing editor of BroadStreetHockey.com.
I'm Steph Driver, the NHL editorial manager for SB Nation.
And I am Charlie O'Connor, lead Flyers writer for TheAthletic.com.
And together we make up BSH Radio, one of the shows that you get at the SB Nation podcast family. We have a lot coming to you this year, and we want you to listen to our show. It is just an all Flyers, all the time show, so much content. I really hope you listen to it. It is a great piece of the SB Nation podcast family, along with all your other favorite sports.
We all love hockey, specifically the Flyers.
Let's go the Flyers.
The hockey team, the Flyers.